Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
I'm Joel. Sounds so tired, Dish. Oh my god. Hey everyone. Fuck. Welcome to this week's episode. God damn it.
Fine.
We love pep in your talk.
I'm not allowed to contribute yet.
Dusha, come on.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by special guest Lena Moon.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me talk now.
They should put a blanket ban on all talking until we were introduced.
He said, Lena, you should actually probably mute. You should consider muting your microphone until I say your name and I wink three times into my camera and I dance my hands around my head. So I had to wait for all three indicators before I knew it was my turn to contribute.
And if you talk before that, I will end this Zoom meeting right
and
now.
I'll never be asked back. He was really specific.
He was pretty insistent. It was intense.
Yeah, it is. It's really intense.
Where we ask the important questions, like, does Inspector Gadget live a worthwhile life?
So Inspector Gadget killed by getting hit by a truck or whatever happened to him.
Or in
what is the origin story again? I assumed he was just like built. But you're right, there is a thing where it was like severely injured.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember this. Yeah, he basically does have the RoboCop origin. But for some reason, the only part of the Matthew Broderick version of the film I remember Lena would argue that. I couldn't name another Inspector Gadget origin film, so maybe I'll also say that. Anyway, in that, he gets crushed by a falling Yahoo sign.
How poignant.
In today's modern era, it would be a Google sign.
Really makes you think. About how the internet's hurting society. We both went for a sip.
You both went for a sip. That was crazy. I felt very left out.
There's nothing more like a think sip.
The only can I have on my table is like a canned boba, and it's truly disgusting, let me tell you.
Has it been sitting there for like 3 to 4 days?
Only two at this point. It's prop boba. It's not real. It's entirely fake. It's fake.
Fake boba.
So he gets killed by the Yahoo sign, which presumably just crushes Inspector Gadget's body to a fine slurry,
Then it also goes, Yahoo!
Beautiful.
Which is impossible for a sign to do, unless it's rigged with a series of, you know, speakers and things. It's if anything, it's non-diegetic commentary.
For sure. Unless the creators of Yahoo themselves were like, if our sign kills a man, we need to use that as an advertising opportunity. True. So let's build some speakers in for that exact situation. We don't know is the point, you know?
They actually paid millions of dollars to crush Inspector Gadget in that movie.
Back then he was just Mr. Gadget. Let's not forget.
That's right.
I feel like it's also worth pointing out that in this version of the origin, his villain, Dr. Claw?
Yeah.
Or Claw. I don't know.
I think, Claw, whatever.
Anyway, he gets his claw because the explosion that all this shenanigans cause in Inspector Gadget's close call with death launches a bowling ball up into the air, which crashes down through the roof of Claw's car, crushing
Holy
his hand,
crap.
Giving him
so
what a way to go.
So Claw, it might be one of the only villains with like a legit reason to hate the lead character.
And for, it's so funny because for Claw, he's like, that fucking guy who got killed. I don't know. I guess he doesn't swear revenge before knowing he survives. But finding out that the guy who broke your hand has become Inspector Gadget and all you got was a terrible metal claw.
Yeah.
I'd be furious as well.
Yeah.
I would be legit
especially
angry. Yeah.
Claw's dynamite's the one that causes all of it, though. So really, Claw kind of hurt himself.
Okay. So we're back on Claw is a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Look, you can stay on Claw's the true hero if you want.
It depends if you're pro or anti-Inspector Gadget, really.
Yeah.
You
know,
what do you think of him as a person?
Well, I personally think he's annoying. So maybe I am Tim Claw.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this whole question of whether or not he lives a good life is really going to be the swing vote for me.
True.
As to whether or not I think he is the hero. I mean, my memory's thin on this one. Really, really thin. I remember he's got like a finger that can turn into a key or something.
Yeah. I want to get a list of his gadgets because
The
one I remember, the most iconic one, I think, is that he can say, and let's not forget, to activate any of his gadgets, he says, go, go, gadget. Now, I don't know if he has to say that or if he just chooses to, but either way, that comes before any gadget.
Every single time?
Yeah. I think so.
That's a bad quality of life to begin with.
If I have to say go, go, gadget before... like brushing my fucking teeth every night. Imagine how you would feel like a fucking moron standing in front of your mirror.
A lot of the gadgets you just wouldn't use. And it would just be inconvenient. Like,
yeah. It is worth noting humiliating. That he is still just a guy also. So like if he doesn't want to say go-go gadget toothbrush, he could simply just use his toothbrush.
Well, then why is he saying go-go gadget ever? Mm. For whose benefit?
For his
gadgets, I mean. Like, you fuck it. You're a guy, Jackson. You're just a regular piece of shit, man. No fucking robotics built into you. You're still presumably, and I'm really
ball.
Taking a...
Got one fake ball.
One fake ball.
It's kind
That's
of
true.
Robotics.
Go, do you have go, to say go, go, ball sack.
Well,
go,
you have
go,
to say
gadget.
Go, go, gadget, come.
Yeah, true.
But I got one regular ball. Yeah,
the gadget
come
in
with.
That scenario. Sorry. My question is, if we're talking Yahoo days technology, the voice to speech to text stuff would be so bad. And
that's
if it's
true.
Voice activated, I reckon the gadgets would be severely unreliable.
Gadget toothbrush.
Did you say
go? Yeah.
Did you say go gadget? Toothpaste? No, Siri.
I absolutely did not. But that's not so bad if you're just firing toothpaste into your mouth. But I was thinking go-go gadget shotgun sounds a bit like toothbrush.
Instant death.
Go-go
so
gadget.
Many opportunities.
Killed in his own bathroom. Yes. Fuck it up.
Little minor mistakes that she makes. Or like, you know how Siri just activates herself sometimes? Just like having a cup of tea and you're like, yeah, it's like really serious. You know, I'm not sure what the prognosis is going to be. And then like your knee opens up and like a huge ball flies out of it.
No, oh, fuck. Sorry, hang on. I got to get that ball. Hobbling after it. This is so embarrassing.
That's my gnosis ball.
It heard go-go gadget gnosis. You understand? No?
What's a gnosis? No sis. Like it hits my sis every time it comes out. I'm like, no sis. And then it's for hitting my sister.
I'm sorry?
That is nonsense. That's nonsense, guys. You're being silly.
What's his real name? That's what I would like to know.
John Brown.
Well, thank you.
Great.
And also, while I'm just providing us with incredible wealth of Inspector Gadget lore, and, you know, really grounding this very silly podcast, I'm looking at you two. Too much shenanigans, I reckon.
No, you're right. We got carried away so far.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Less laughs and goofs and more learning. How about that?
Yeah, okay. Please educate me. Yeah. Please push something valuable out of my head with information about Inspector Gadget. I've
got some great news, Lena. I don't need to push anything out of your head because the riffing you guys were just doing.
Whoa!
Yes, the riffing you were just doing is a big thing with Inspector Gadget because his gadgets often fuck up because things sound the same.
We knew
there you go. You already knew.
That's incredible.
Oh, so he's like an inbuilt, like, attempt at, like, a comedy character then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
His, so, which quality of life is already pretty bad.
If that's rough.
If the joke is inbuilt into your life.
Yeah.
If you're saying, like, oh, I don't know, I think I could do better, and your body hears go-go gadget propeller, and your propeller pops out of your head and flies you away. You're like, I am, somebody's laughing their ass off.
That's a great way to get out of a breakup. I think I can do better, and then just fly away.
Oh, really? And then the person dumping you across from you, like, I actually don't know if I could. That was sick as hell. Yeah. I did not take advantage.
Yeah, or in that case for me, it would be confirmation bias. It would be like, I can. Yep, no, I can. I don't need that in my life.
He didn't even want
that to happen. Yeah. That's insane to me that that's built in to the thing of it. But I guess that just remembering now that it was a cartoon makes more sense, because I had Matthew Broderick in my head the whole time and I was like, was there non-live action? Of course there was.
Was he always like this? Here's my question about Inspector Gadget, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a brain still?
That is a great question.
Or is it
the copter is in his head?
It's in his head.
Yeah, especially because, like, they're going to claim that the things are always, like, misfiring because they sound the same. I reckon it's because he doesn't have a brain and he's using the wrong words.
Yeah. If they're like, why does this Inspector Gadget keep fucking up? The creators of him have to be like, he's actually not really sentient.
Yeah.
Okay? If you cut him open, it's all bits. Like, we got to fit skis in his legs. You got to fit so much in
skis. Yeah, he's mostly skis and propellers at this point.
So there's not much for him to think with at this point. He says, any simaculum I did not pronounce that right. But any resemblance to a sentient human being is purely coincidental at this point. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. We had to take out his ability to remember things to replace with a magnifying glass. So, you know, we're really running out of brain space.
Do I have a family, Penny? What? Never mind. Go gadget magnifying glass. That's better. It's better for him.
It's actually a sad story, really.
It's tragic. I've got a list of some gadgets here. So he has gadget binoculars. So binoculars lower down out of his hat and over his eyes. That's another important thing about Inspector Gadget, okay? In the cartoon, his clothes are part of him.
Yeah!
He can never be nude!
The hat opens.
Yeah!
And I'm assuming the brain also opens because the gadgets aren't in the hat. They're in the brain, as we've established. Okay.
Do you reckon it causes him immense pain every time one of these gadgets comes out of his head?
Yeah, it's like a Wolverine crossover.
Oh!
He has to, like, regrow the skin every time.
Is anyone else imagining the two halves of his brain sort of splitting aside as though on a hinge for the propeller to come out?
Almost always. What does that do to a guy?
Yeah, probably pretty traumatizing.
Yeah. He also has gadget coat. His trench coat inflates when he pulls one of its buttons that enables him to float in the water
Why
or in the sky.
Why does he have to fucking pull a thing for that, but he says go-go gadget for everything else? That's annoying.
This is incredibly inconsistent at this
point. But I kind of prefer that to him being like, go-go gadget propeller and smacking himself on the side of the head to pull the propeller blade out. Like, I get that some of them do need to be a helicopter and some of them don't.
What?
None of us are arguing that, Jackson.
Jackson, what
I mean,
the fuck?
Not a helicopter. Some of them have to be voice activated and some of them don't. Sorry, I'm deep
not
in the Inspector Gadget hole. Okay, I'm thinking about the propeller. Leave me alone.
No.
No.
Okay. He has go-go gadget cuffs. A handcuff comes out of his forearm just above the hand. Is that useful? Does it come out that he can then cuff people with, or is it still attached to
him? That implies taking out one of the main bones of the forearm to have room for, these things, which is going to null and void the use of the entire hand.
Are you imagining that when they're like, okay, we've rebuilt you, most of your bones are handcuffs now. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Operation, right? They have to make the space, you know, like, and plug it in.
How horrific is it to imagine a forearm up to a point, but But if the hand covers your bone, that means a section of it is chain. And then from the other side of that, it just dangles down.
It's nunchuck arm.
Great for slapping, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Hugely impractical for wanking, though. Yeah. Which is my assumed activity that is outside of being a helicopter.
Well, genitals. We're there now. Let's talk.
Yeah, we are.
It's a big question.
So a trench coat implies that it does probably open at the front.
Yeah, it also implies he's definitely a creep.
Yeah, big pervert energy.
This guy's
absolutely
showing people whatever's under there.
Wait, but what is under there? Because, I mean, like, obviously nowhere can you see a fully nude Inspector Gadget, so I will Google that. Fully nude
Inspector. It's got to be fanfic or something, right?
Yeah.
It'd Google be like Go-Go Gadget, for. Huge penis.
Huge cum. Yeah.
I'm struggling to find a full... Oh, I said fully
known. I reckon I wrote a fanfic about him, it would be a lot about, like, the arms coming out of the head, being involved in, like, a seriously good fingering situation. Sorry.
Absolutely.
To
no, for sure.
And now I've just actually seen there's a T-shirt that you can buy with, like, an incredibly horny female version of Inspector Gadget.
Hell yeah.
And the hand is coming out the top of their head and reaching down and pulling up the trench coat a little bit to reveal the top of her stockings and a slight part of her upper thigh.
That's to have an extra hand. I think if I had an extra hand on my body, it would feel like someone else was pleasuring me. Even though it's my hand, I wouldn't feel like I was jerking off. I'd feel like I was getting...
Especially
like
if it was electronic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
It's like... It's a kind of robotic stranger, you know, coming out of your head. And,
it's the robot version of sitting on your hand and letting it go numb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonder that Inspector Gadget fights crime at all, because all I would be doing in that situation is just orgasming.
Yeah. Well, I guess that
again and again and again
leads
and again.
To the theory that no genitals.
Yeah. Mm, I think you're right.
Otherwise, he'd be too distracted all the time.
Exactly. So it's probably like a propeller in there, you know?
I just got the scariest notification imaginable. Lena Moon has shared a file in this meeting. Oh, gee, I wonder what this will be. Oh,
always trust files from this sender.
Just a present. It's just
potential
a present.
Security issue detected. Yeah, download anyway.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Lena wouldn't hurt me.
A virus!
Oh, damn. Where did it go? Where did it save to? Why am I going to so much effort to find this?
It's just the horny pig. Come on.
Well, no, I do want to
you
see
know
it.
You want
oh,
it.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. That is horny.
Mm.
It's got a good energy, though. Mm. I like Inspector Gadget's long face.
Anyway, I digress.
Gadget neck. His neck, arms, and legs can telescope and extend to great lengths. Hear this shit. Embedded in his left hand is a crank that can be used to retract the arm. So he can extend it as far as he likes, then he's going to crank it back. Fuck off.
Some of this technology is from the 1700s.
Yeah.
Why not? What if you can shoot a propeller out of your brainless skull, you should be able to retract your arm.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't also have to wind yourself back together after you've used your gadgets.
So say there's a crook running away from me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, go, go, gadget, arm. And it flies out and grabs the crook by the scruff of his neck.
Mm. Yeah.
Do I have to then crank as fast as fucking possible to drag him back to
me? Like
that's
caught
crazy.
A fish. Surely that's one you back over,
fishing,
though.
Fishing for criminals.
Can I ask who did this to this poor man? Because they're unwell, I think.
Yeah.
And if it's the government, they really needed to do better than this.
Yeah. Well, Inspector Gadget is... It's also going to be interesting what came first, Inspector Gadget or RoboCop. Because if RoboCop came first, then this is clearly playing off that, which means that, you can't claim innocence with Inspector Gadget. Ah, Inspector Gadget came first.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's got, like, really, really old, like, da-da-da-da-da, Inspector Gadget. Like, it's really,
that's
like...
It.
Yeah.
Like, the... Flint's, is it Flintstones, just after Flintstones era, or is it like 80s?
I think it's 80s.
It's 83, RoboCop's 87.
Mm.
So
RoboCop ripped off Inspector Gadget.
That's crazy. So I've looked up, apparently this is the origin, according to Quora.com, you know, a very verified source.
One of course.
Gadget was in a car accident caused by MAD, which is the the company or the group that Claw belongs to. Mm-hmm. It threw his vehicle off the road and into a swamp. He was rescued by a reclusive engineer who took the now quadruple amputee to his cabin.
Holy shit!
And rebuilt him using old helicopter parts.
Yes! Oh my god, he is actually a helicopter!
Imagine waking up and the guy's like, I rebuilt you. And you're like, thank god. He's like, with an old helicopter. What?! What would you, what?
Please
how?
Kill me. Also, that is so funny and explains so well why he has to crank himself back together. Because this old recluse is like, yeah, I can do this. I can, I'll do it. Like, oh man, I'm totally up for the challenge of doing this. I'm going to do this. And then he just is like, oh, I've run out of ideas and I don't know how to make it go back in. It's like me trying to use Photoshop. Like, I come up with all these ways to use Photoshop where I'm like, this is correct. And then anyone who knows how to use the program is like, this is so, you're doing everything three times harder than you have to do it.
But it works.
Yeah, but it's effective.
But it works. Yeah, and that's the point. At the end of the day, it only took me 2 hours longer and I still have, a hot tub to put on top of my, video on Twitch. But I probably could have had the same effect in 35 seconds.
Exactly. That if you'd taken Inspector Gadget to a hospital, he might have been,
still.
He might have survived. Instead, this man, who I like to imagine was sitting there in his swamp, and he's like, I got all these helicopter parts. What am I going to do? And then sliding down the hill, coming to Inspector Gadget, sans limbs, and he's like, thank you, O Lord Jesus Christ. I know what to do now. Inspector Gadget.
What do you say when you wake up to a recluse who's made you part helicopter? Do you be like, fuck you.
Shoot me with a gun, please.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, come
Why?
Here. Come closer. Fuck you. And then you... you kidding me?
So why did you do this? Like, this is so irresponsible and, like, really, like, actually quite negligent, dude. Like,
Did you think I would be happy when I woke up that you'd done this? Did you think you were doing me a favor somehow?
I was like, if the recluse woke me up, I was like, hey, you can activate stuff with Go-Go Gadget or whatever. The first thing I say is, just to try it out, Go-Go Gadget explode. Just to...
Go-Go Gadget kill this man. Just see what your body did.
Go-Go Gadget appropriate punishment for what you did to me.
But also imagine you wake up, you've come to terms with the fact that you're full of helicopter parts, and the guy's like, so to activate them, you will need to say go-go gadget. And to add insult to injury, one further humiliation, you will need to say go-go gadget before doing any of this. Also, you're a cop now, I guess.
What? You're like, dude, you should have let me die.
This is a lot to load on top of me. I've just woken up, okay? So what do we think this means for his quality of life so far? Like...
Well, being part helicopter is fucked.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And nobody should go through that.
Yeah, but I would have been on board with the helicopter thing until I found out about the arm crank.
Yeah. What do you... And that you might not find out straight away. You know, that might be you extend your arm as he's like teaching you how to use your body. And then he's like, you do have to crank it up. And then you pick up your arm and wrap it around the Russian recluse's neck and choke him to death, you know, as retaliation, which would be fair enough, I think. Would you rather, you know, because I think a similar situation happens in the Rob Schneider film, The Animal. Would you rather have the animal situation happen to you where a recluse fills you with animal parts as opposed to helicopter parts? What do you reckon would be your, what would you prefer there? What would make you happier upon waking up?
Thank you so much for this question, Jackson.
That's okay.
Joel?
I think I would prefer to be, okay, look, so number one, okay, so out of these two choices, number one choice, and it's not one that you offered me, but is to just simply die in the accident that causes this. That would be my preference.
Sure.
But if that can't happen.
It's not on the table.
I think I'd probably go helicopter over animal, because a helicopter is operated by people.
True.
And my body would be operated by a person, me.
Are you saying, but like a leopard is not operated by people?
Yeah, I would be far more scared of the free will from the animal parts in me than...
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Greyhill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
I think I'm up for like all these different new inventions being put inside me. Like I'm totally up for like robotic person blend. That's fine. My issue is that we have already established, which I think has to be true, they've lobotomized me.
yeah, that's severely. Good. You are no longer here, huh? Yeah, really? Yeah.
In order to fit all this stuff in my body, that's my only concern. That's why I'm leaning out and more into animal parts.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's cut and dry replacement.
Yeah, I suppose in a way, Dushy, you did get your wish, huh? You did die in the accident, but your body was repurposed.
You know, because I am completely up for. I think you know, obviously, awesome. Like if I, you know, don't if I'm Claw, if I've lost an arm and I get an awesome prosthetic arm, down for that.
Yes,
but
sick.
It does seem like the parts of it, the voice activation part, is brutal.
Yeah, yeah,
and yeah, the obvious drawbacks of a casual lobotomy.
Are
making me lean out. So
yeah, more to optionite as the animal, which is fair enough. I think that's where I'd lean as well. The only thing that's stopping me there, because he gets a extra sense of smell, he gets a whole bunch of other powers. He does want to fuck a goat a bunch, and that turns me off it slightly.
You know, not a huge change for me.
Well, hey, that's great if it's already there. If that instinct's already in you.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd really like that too.
If I suddenly felt horny for a goat, but like I would know academically I shouldn't fuck the goat.
Great news, crazy. Nina, this throwaway comment you just made. We're sticking with it, apparently.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for continuing it.
Fucking the goat. Jackson, yeah, sorry, please continue. I was just thinking, attention to what happened.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, because so Rubschneider, like, he doesn't want to fuck the goat because he knows it's wrong to do. But his animal instincts are like, you should fuck this goat, Rubschneider.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering what that, like, what does that do? Is it like a willpower thing? If I, you know,
just
like,
to
do
paint,
I.
mental picture for the audience. Jackson looks very, very, very intrigued and is waving his hands around. Lena backed away from the microphone, looked like she was going to cry and then die.
I'm considering the actual moral implications of the conversation we're having right now.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, maybe I've gone too deep, but like the idea that like you being like, well, it's just willpower, isn't it? That's like... Oh, God. Like, but also, like, if I spend every day as Rob Schneider wanting to fuck a goat and having to fight that, that's a lot. That's exhausting.
It's heaps. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to consume you eventually. You know
but
what
I'm
I mean?
I'm assuming he's also, you know, battling, like, oh, I want to eat a live raw meat and I'm like a veggie.
Yeah, for
maybe
sure.
I'm back. I'm Gadget now. I'm just going to have to learn to enunciate.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, go, Gadget.
Clearer with my words.
That's your powers are better as Gadget as
well. Yeah, because I've got ADHD and I often say the wrong word. So it would be like, go, Gadget. And then because I get names mixed up, I get things. And, you know, it would cause inconveniences.
Yeah.
But not as much as constantly trying not to fuck goats.
Yeah. That's sort of like a permanent life experience. The rest you can't avoid. Yeah. Well,
part of your brain have to fight the urge to fuck a goat your entire existence.
You'd be exhausted. Or every day you'd be tired. Yeah.
It's too much.
And it's full on. Like, Rob Schneider ends up fucking a mailbox because he's so desperate to have sex with a goat. And I think at one point a dog.
What, he fucks a dog?
No, he wants to fuck a dog, but he doesn't. In the end, there's a lady animal, and they have babies that also have animal powers. So
can
he's
I
fine
say
in
I'm
the end.
So glad that you have brought this movie into my world.
I don't know why it's... I've never seen it. Yeah, it's all I can think about. Anyway, you're saying that...
Just like that,
we're moving past it.
So, Jackson, you put up the Quora thing before.
Yeah.
I've also done a little bit of research because this is a Zoom episode and they're dangerous because we've all just got a computer screen in front of us. You know how you said he was killed by going into a swamp or whatever?
Yeah.
The official 1991 trading card, this was never actually seen in episode.
No.
Inspector Gadget was an ordinary police officer named John Brown, and that was also the first time his name was referenced, who fell down a flight of stairs after slipping on a banana peel. When he awoke from his operation, he had more than 13,000 crime-fighting gadgets attached to his body.
That's so much worse. Because a slip down the stairs presumably breaks your leg. Maybe you take a nasty bump on the head, but you're not eviscerated. They took such a liberty with his body.
Did they say who did it to him? I really need to know who's done this without
who's
this man's consent. And did the family get to say in it? Like, you know, when I'm an next of kin, when someone has an operation, they call me and they say, can we do these things? Who approved this?
I think it's because this series has a crazy premise that is only just vaguely referenced, but you never see.
Yeah.
There is no real answer to who did it.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, I guess they thought it wasn't important.
But there was also apparently like, there's like crazy fan theories like that Dr. Claw
is the original Inspector Gadget. Yeah, I know this one.
So John Brown, the guy who fell down the stairs or whatever. Because that was on a trading card, not in the show. Yeah. So prior to that knowledge... it's implied that he died in an explosion or something, which is funny because that's very different.
Oh my god! So it's
peel.
Like completely not addressed.
Yeah.
And they thought they would get away with not explaining it because they know that every time any of us hear do 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 Inspector Gadget, we just completely accept that he exists. All it takes is a little tune to go do 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 do, and you're like, yeah, I'm on board.
I'm not thinking about the implications.
Yeah.
So, the voice actor who voiced Claw, his daughter voiced Penny. So, that led into the theory that Inspector Gadget, the original guy pre Gadget, died. Well, was presumed dead.
Yeah.
Because Penny is the niece in the show and she's very clever and whatever. And she's usually the one who solves all of the.
Inspector Gadget's a fucking moron. Yeah.
Dumb as shit.
She is like what, like 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just solving mysteries for and not getting any credit.
No, of course
she's
not.
Her
and the dog.
Okay, well, welcome to a modern existence, Penny.
Exactly. All men are in some way Inspector Gadget.
And I know that. Well, yeah, because also, just like to speak from personal experience, when I was 10, I was solving mysteries for a local cop. And what? And you could Google me. You wouldn't see anything about it.
That would not be the first entry. That's true.
I'm not getting any credit.
That's crazy, man. That's
I know.
Someone should do like a documentary, like a little like a mini series about that. Bring it to light.
No one will speak up. Everyone's been paid off by this point. Actually, no one got paid off. That was the problem. That's what makes it more societal. Everyone witnessed it. No one said anything. History books have been written. Yeah. I get no credit.
Well, who's speaking out for the 10-year-old girls that solve all the murders that really happen? You know what I mean? Anyway, someone should write about it. But Dusha, lay out the fan theory for us. Yeah,
so you can already see where this is going, and this fan theory was disproven 6 years after the show or whatever when they revealed Dr. Claw's face. But yeah, there was a theory that Dr. Claw actually looked the same as Inspector Gadget, and that's why Penny was never hurt, because Claw actually hated Gadget because he'd replaced Claw in his life, even though
that is a pretty fucked up situation to see a guy like a robot man take over your life that you know has no brain. You know talk about quality of life. Well, I was going to ask. Yeah.
Just really quickly, Jackson, before I can move away from this website, after I share this little bit of information with you,
because
you're going to love it. And it sounds like that you may have actually worked or named this organization. Because MAD obviously sounds like MAD. Great joke, everyone. Could be an acronym, but there's no explanation. But there is theories that it means mean and dirty. Look, it doesn't matter. The only theory that I care about that you need to hear is that there is one theory that MAD stands for Men Against Dogs.
That's great. Starting a whole organization just... Are they morally against dogs or are they doing something about it?
Well, I mean, they hate Brain the dog.
Me too. He's too clever for a dog. He's too smart. Dogs should be a certain level of stupid, dude. Come on.
Sorry, can I just bring something up really quickly that I've read as well? Okay. I know I'm going to be quiet. But I'm just looking at the live action films for Inspector Gadget. Sorry, I completely interrupted you guys.
No, please, please.
Tony Martin played Inspector Gadget in Inspector Gadget 2.
What?
Oh, no, sorry, he played Dr. Claw in Inspector Gadget 2.
What the fuck? What?
That's weird. So French Stewart was Inspector Gadget.
What do you mean? Oh, it's not the Tony Martin I thought.
Oh, okay. That's disappointing. No,
it's not comedian Tony Martin.
No.
But it is an Australian actor,
it
Tony
is.
Martin.
I had a meltdown for a second there because I was like, how did I not know?
And like,
this Tony Martin was in a movie called Scumbus.
Yeah. But Chief Quimby is played by Mark Mitchell. Did they shoot Inspector Gadget 2 in Australia? What is happening here?
Maybe they did.
It was filmed in Brisbane. Not even Sydney. Why are they filming in Brisbane?
What happened? Why did they do that?
I wish I knew. Some break.
It stresses me out that Tony Martin, the man who played Claw in Inspector Gadget 2, does look like he could be related to Tony Martin, the Australian comedian.
100%.
It's weird. It's very weird. Or like that the one who played the Claw is Tony Martin 20 years in the future. I don't like looking at either of these people. It's
also
stressing me out.
But also, Australian Tony Martin, brilliant casting choice for Inspector Gadget.
Incredible.
Like, looks exactly like Inspector Gadget.
The perfect face.
Which is why my brain melted when I saw he played Dr. Claw, because I was like, well, that's not going to do anything for the fan theories that Dr. Claw is Inspector Gadget.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, sorry. We've a huge ride.
No,
we're
doing it now.
Which is good.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at the cast list. Is Nick Rufflin as Jungle Bob. I'm taking a step back. So, here's the question I want to ask you. Because earlier you were saying, Lena, if you were Inspector Gadgeted, you'd get the words wrong, right? You'd fuck it up occasionally.
100%.
So, what would you be go-go gadgeting in your life to then mess up? Like, when would you use this ability to go-go gadget?
Question.
Yeah.
am I helicopter or have I been Inspector Gadgeted by another? Am I? Are we? We're working under the the understanding that I'm helicopter.
Yeah. We'll work under the banana peel theory, where you have 1,010 fucking crime gadgets in your body 13, right now.
13,000 crime gadgets in your body right now because you fell down the stairs after slipping on a banana.
You were like, I'll see you later, gang. Have a great evening. Whoa!
Actually quite plausible for me. I'm extremely uncoordinated. Okay, so issue is that my word jumbling is always like...
Yeah.
It's like the word is kind of one or two steps removed from the thing I'm going for. So, like, I'll mess up someone's name, like a boy's name, a friend, because there's another... Like, you know, I might call Jackson... Doucher, or like, you know, I'll do that.
Sure.
Or like, I'll go, I don't know what the thing is. So I can't, my memory recall is really bad. So I'll be trying to describe something. Like, it would be like, go, go, gadget. It's spinning. It's like, but you know, the thing with the,
it sounds so dangerous to just say gibberish after saying go, go,
and my entire body would just explode at that point.
What did you want?
I was trying to get the propeller out of my head. Yeah.
All 13,000 gadgets activate at the same time.
Yeah.
Ending life on Earth.
Yeah.
100%. I'm worse than global warming.
Yeah, that's what people will say.
Yeah.
We should never say.
I've heard things about global warming and none of them particularly good. So that's,
I am terrible.
I'm trying to think what I would use, right? Like, I guess to get around, I might go gadget rocket skates or something, because I know that can, I'll be quicker. I can go to the shop and get a pie quicker or whatever, you know?
He's inventing gadgets. I guess that's allowed.
Rocket skates is a classic gadget.
Yeah. If I've got this many gadgets in me, I'm going to be taking punts and just to see. go gadget bowl of soup. I don't know. Let's see if it's a cold day.
I would not eat anything that came out of my horrible robot body.
My hand becoming a bowl and my other hand becoming a nozzle.
Yeah, the amount of days you would just spend alone in a room being like, go gadget ATM machine. And then just sitting in silence for a few minutes.
I thought you were going to say go gadget $80.
Is that smarter?
Well, because an ATM machine has to be filled up. And I'm saying ATM machine.
Yeah.
That's really annoying that I've done that.
You're going to mess
up. That's humiliating. That's really embarrassing.
You'll become an ATM machine. That's what'll happen when you say it like that.
Automatic transaction machine.
Yeah.
What I'm asking for there is a machine that makes ATMs.
Yeah. It's clever. There you go. Yeah. You saved it. Well done.
It's smart. It's like wishing for more wishes. Yeah. I can see the logic there.
That's like saying go gadgets.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Get more.
Well, what about you, Dusha? What would you be using it if you were Inspector Gadgeted? Like, what would you be trying to get out of it?
I think what I would probably do to make my life worthwhile is, I mean, first of all, try and figure out if I've got any gadgets that actually improve my quality of living. Based on Inspector Gadget, almost certainly no.
Like what? Yeah. What's going to improve your quality of living that comes in gadget form?
Probably an ATM machine.
So we're all trying to get money out of our new horrible monster bodies. Okay.
I want reparation. Like, I want money to, true. Yeah.
Or maybe I could... probably try and figure out, because the money thing is clever. So what if I'd probably try and figure out if there was some way, because I mean, obviously at this point, I'm probably more machine than man.
Yeah.
If I could find some way to upload information directly into myself.
Oh, okay.
Use that to get really good at law, sue whoever did this to me,
yes,
get heaps of money.
That's clever. Go gadget USB, plug yourself into the computer with your finger.
If the slot appeared in my forehead, I'd be like, sweet, that goes straight to where my brain is. But if it opened in like my chest, I'd be like, I don't know what this is going
to
be.
Yeah.
I don't want to download something onto my heart.
Just like, why do we keep putting USB ports in the back of computers? It's like, I mean, it's
that's
like,
not where I am.
This is really annoying to get to. And But I really want to push. I just want to make beats. So I'd see that. Go Gadget push. See if I can get a little beat maker.
Yeah.
See if I can make some music.
Why not?
You know, Go Gadget. Not?
Yeah, drum kit. Maybe not a whole drum kit. I don't know why I imagine you throwing it up for some reason.
Yeah, what?
Throwing up a little tambourine. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, sick. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. But remember, it all has to go back in.
Yeah. There's a crank to crank the drum set back into your mouth. But
so many goddamn cranks.
God damn it. But if you so you're saying that you can plug yourself into the computer, but if it's in your chest,
saying
like
a lot of things. Yeah.
but if so I'm imagining you like plug the computer into your chest and under your computer, like my computer on your computer is like the two files and then heart as a folder. would you drag stuff in?
Or I think or would I would leave just bay? I would plug it in, I'd look at the computer, see that that's happened, and then I would just see what happened if I dragged like Safari, like the browser into my
It's like just brain, you're like, oh, a way out. You just drag it into the recycle bin, die. Perfect.
Not even a search engine, just a browser.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
what am I meant, how am I meant to put a fucking a search engine on a file? Yeah, a browser's a file.
But a browser's just the thing that gets you to the
yeah.
What do you mean? You don't need a browser? What do you mean? There's no information in the browser.
Yeah.
How am I gonna browse all the information I have without a browser?
I can't with you.
You can't what? Sorry, Lena.
Can't browse what? Is what
I can't browse.
And
no,
then
but
I
I've got
also
the
said
browser.
I can't with you.
You can't
I don't know
me.
Enough. I'm being
what?
Sassy and I don't know. Okay?
Sassy about
someone
what?
Will write in and say Lena's wrong.
Lena's absolutely wrong, Plum and
Yas.
Now, Joel Dusha can drag
a
browser,
into his brain. He can surf the web and learn how to be a good lawyer. Okay.
Lena should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Joel Dusha is actually the cleverest member.
Okay,
he's
I actually
bang on.
You're taking this one for a ride, Dusha.
Do we? Well, because what I keep thinking is that I think I get lazy, right? Like, I was just thinking, Dan, for breakfast this morning, I had a banana. And if I was Go-Go Gadgeted, I would be like, Go-Go Gadget, peel this banana. I would stop doing stuff for myself. Go-Go Gadget, bathe me.
That's not a gadget.
That's not a gadget.
The trick there is that you're saying, so you got to remember, so Go-Go, perfect.
Yeah, so thank you.
If you said Go-Go, peel the banana, I believe, but because gadget is the key word.
So I could just say go peel the banana.
No, you can't. I'm saying
you need a gadget that peels the banana.
Okay, go get a gadget banana peeler then. Fine.
What you're demanding in all these situations so far has been actions that aren't gadgets.
Why can't my body figure it out? Fuck.
Well, Jackson, also if it does, how is that any less energy than if you just did it?
Because I'm not doing
the same
it.
Fucking arms. You
My body's
are
doing,
it.
Yeah.
Jackson, what do you mean? Your brain's not physically moving your... Like, your brain doesn't get the fatigue from thinking about moving your arms, but your arms still get tired.
But it's not my what conscious decision anymore. You know?
Oh, yeah. We've established it's severely lobotomized. But, yeah. Yeah, I think you might... just want you to consider the idea that you might be misunderstanding what a gadget is.
Yeah.
What if I went Go-Go Gadget banana peeler then?
That's a gadget.
Even though there is no gadget out there that can peel a designed solely for peeling a banana.
Yeah.
Great news for you. Do you know what happened? Nothing.
Yeah, that'd be another empty 30 seconds after moment.
Just staring at a banana in the fruit bowl.
Banana peeler.
Go-Go Gadget, peel this banana. Go-Go Gadget, peel this banana. I'm in tears at the kitchen table because it's not working. So
13,000 gadgets.
And not one of them will peel this banana.
You just go and put yourself to bed having not eaten.
I'll try again tomorrow, I guess.
Like, we made a bionic man and he hasn't left the house in weeks.
You gonna fight
Should
crime, Jackson?
Him? Also, like, I think he might have starved to death.
That should be impossible. He doesn't even have a stomach.
He
has
an oven in him. He can make his own food.
He can make a whole roast chicken inside him if he wants.
Kitchen. Yeah.
I'm just filthy inside my house staring at a severely rotted banana at this point.
Yeah.
They should really put me down and try again at that point.
Maybe
That's
we
on
should
them.
Put some of his brain back in.
It's fucked up to imagine they just have it in a jar. Yeah. We kept it, so we put it back in, see what
walk
happens.
Walk in, some guy's like crouched over the jar, like halfway through eating it. He's like, oh, you wanted this?
Oh, shit.
Well,
there's half of it left.
The good news is, yeah, there's some left. And half a brain is probably better than none.
That's
of
more
brain.
Than he has now.
Why can't I peel this banana?
Really, really. Maybe we need to write on his walls the difference between an action and a gadget.
I thought he would just get it, but yeah. He really just can't seem to comprehend it.
He wakes up, gets out of bed, walks downstairs and into the kitchen and doesn't think about it. But then when we put a banana in front of him, he doesn't simply just use his hands.
Yeah, for some reason that's not working. Let's put the brain back in it. But I got propeller in my head, oven in my stomach. They got to put it in one of my calves or whatever. Put my brain in my foot. Then I just stub my toe and die. That's how I Well, this
he lived a horrible life, but well, in some ways, tragedy means that I'm kind of glad he's dead.
Yeah. In a way, this was a Darwinian death. What do you mean we put his brain in his foot? Darwinian.
This is entirely on us, you understand?
Well, survival of the fittest, I guess. What do you mean?
What are you saying? I remember when you put it in there and I asked you if this was safe. You said yes, unless he stubs his toe. And I said, is that not like a likely possibility?
Look at this fucking guy. He probably stubs his toe 3 to 4 times a day.
I love the idea of scientists like washing their hands of it and being like, well, you know, that's the circle of life. And it's like, you made a robot, man.
You did this to this person. You are directly responsible for inspecting gadgets.
You know, it's just like those ducks that evolve different bills so they can eat in different areas. I guess it's like, you built it.
He couldn't hack it, I guess. He just couldn't hack it.
Nothing
that's all wrong.
Responsibility for
nothing
what
could be done.
We put his brain in his foot. Which he stands on.
That was a design flaw. That was not survival of the fittest moment.
Every time he took a step, his face contorted as his brain got squished.
He screamed every time he put his shoes on.
This was an inevitability, you understand, okay?
Yeah, as he stubbed his toe, he screamed, I feel everything at once. Yeah. Evolution, baby.
Yeah, wow.
Comes for all of us.
Isn't that the cosmic dance? Wow. Yeah.
I guess there was nothing we could do about that. So,
so I think when it comes down to it, and after all of the deep diving and explanation we've done today, does Inspector Gadget live a worthwhile life? No.
Goodness, not at all. No. Not even close.
I think Claw's mostly, got it better. Chiefly because he was built for comedy.
Yeah. His life is a joke. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's no way to live.
No. And that's why I'm quitting comedy. No.
Oh, my God. Huge announcement. Yeah, Alina Moon exclusive.
Please don't believe that. It's all I have.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Lena.
And Lena, where can we find you?
Oh, so I'm in a comedy duo called Annie and Lena. Please follow us on Instagram. And you'll find my Instagram there too. But also follow me on Twitch if you like Twitch.
Hell yeah. Like
it. I'm good. I'm it.
And Lena, what would your Twitch address be if someone wanted to find it?
Yeah. It's twitch.tv/LenaMoon_.
And we'll put that in the show notes too, so you can just simply click.
Yeah, wow. Just have a little clickaroo.
Technology.
Perfect ending.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.